Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Between the Olympics and Paralympics, around 15,000 athletes will compete for medals on the biggest stage. It's been said that being at the Olympics is like experiencing 10 funerals for every wedding. You know this if you're in any form of competitive sport. Every individual victory comes at the expense of many others' defeat. So how, in the midst of this atmosphere of pressure, joy, and failure, do you stay grounded? How, as a Christian, do you reflect on your sport? If I was to ask you why God created sport, what might you say? To help us keep fit? To allow people to prove supremacy over others? Or maybe you're wondering if he had anything to do with it at all. It certainly can seem like it's a tough place to be a Christian, with little to do with God. We can answer with certainty, though, that one reason God made sport was so that we would experience joy. Sport is one of the ways in which we can delight in our bodies and in our world. Psalm 19, verse 4 to 5, compares the feeling of a victorious athlete with a bridegroom on his honeymoon, both total physical and emotional satisfaction. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Psalm 19, verse 4 to 5. God compares our sport to a honeymoon, both physically and emotionally satisfying. What high praise for the joy of sport! For some people, playing sport draws them really close to God. As you're excited as you leave work on a Tuesday night and head to meet your friends for a five-a-side match. Or when you go for a run and feel the breeze in your hair, the delight you feel is a gift from God. And when we recognise this, it can draw us closer to Him. Every gift we receive as a gift helps point us to the giver. Every race, every game, every competition is an opportunity to experience again the joy that comes from doing something God designed every sports person to love. British rower Anastasia Chitty captures this idea when she speaks of her sport. "There's no more special place to me than being on the water. It's my happy place. It's my vision of paradise. The closest thing on earth for me to paradise is being out on the river with the sun out in my boat." Sport is a gift from God to bring us pleasure and joy. God has given you permission, in fact encouragement, to take delight in using your created body in this created world to run and jump and kick and tackle and to enjoy it all as a good gift from Him. The Christian can take more delight, not less, in their sport than anyone else. So as you compete this game day, whether in your local park run or in the Olympic Games, will you thank God for the gift of sport and ask for His help for you to remember it is a gift to bring us joy, even amongst the pressures you may be facing? Now, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for sport, for creating it as something which brings us physical, emotional, and mental satisfaction. Help me today to be thankful for this wonderful gift, and even in the midst of any pressure and tension I'm facing, to find joy in it and give you praise. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for His message in your club or team this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.